Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Lovely Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
Glad to be here with you today on this lovely Wednesday morning. Today, we're talking about the astral classroom and, of course, taking your calls for on-air readings. So, please do call 914-338-0164 if you'd like to join the conversation or receive psychic/numerology reading. For those of you who haven't done so already, we'd be delighted if you followed us right here on Blog Talk Radio, joined us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked right here on Blog Talk Radio. And for further discussion, 562-596-7818. And Neil, I'm having a little bit of a hoarse.
I'm on
the verge of laryngitis here. So
well,
I'm probably not going to be.
I'm just wondering who the father was. You said you're having a horse.
I guess it would be you.
Well, I hope not. Not if it's going to be a horse. But let's stop horsing around. Get on with the show. The astral realm.
We're not doing comedy writing for a good reason.
Yeah. The astral realm.
Well, the astral classroom.
The astral. Well, you know, there's many planes out there. Beyond the body, where the spirit travels to, the astral body travels to, the soul, the spirit. And the very first layer of energy outside of the body, where most of us travel while we're living on the planet, is the astral plane. I mean, there's other planes that we'll eventually connect to, the causal plane, the mental plane, the etheric plane, soul plane. It kind of goes up to higher degrees. The astral plane is usually where we travel to when we astral project, whether consciously or unconsciously, where we go in our dreams to the astral plane. That is the plane that where we communicate with spirits and guides to some degree. People who have crossed over previously or on that plane, that's where we usually connect with them. Whether in conscious state or in a dream that we have, that where we actually are in that plane. But the astral plane is basically the plane closest to the earth where we go to work out our immediate dramas on the planet, things that we're working on karmically.
Right, so but let's differentiate between a psychological dream and an astral dream, because we can have these people that have crossed, appear in our psychological dreams, but that doesn't mean that we're really connecting with them. So, you know, being able to differentiate between an astral dream and a psychological dream is the first point. And actually, last night I had psychological dreams, unfortunately, but I'm always excited when I wake up and I have had an astral experience. Often when I have an astral dream, I will wake up in the middle of the night. If that's the time that the dream occurs, I usually wake from it and I can recognize that I've had it.
Yeah. Well, our brains never turn off. So we have brain leakage, if you will. We have brain stimulation in our sleeping state, where our brains unravel events of the day and put them into some sort of composition. And we can have dreams that are psychological in nature, things that are aggravating us, or just dream world stuff, because our brains are still chomping away it's sort of like you turn the TV off, but the images in the TV are still within the TV. Going to the transmitter, going to the satellite source, that's the astral projection. And that's when we leave our body, where there might be a sense of flying, or we're maybe having a strange dream that we're in another location, and it almost feels like we can't even recognize the location. It's not something we can actually put in our experience. We're around people that we really don't know. That's a good indication that we're on the astral plane. And the astral plane, there's a duality in the astral world too. So you can have a nightmare on the astral plane. You can be in a very dark place on the astral plane, because it sort of has that essence of purgatory in it, that essence of duality, because there are demons and bad spirits on the astral plane, just as there are good spirits. But if we talk about the brightness of the astral plane, then we're talking about, it's really a beautiful, desirable dimension. Our imagination,
as long as you're protected in that zone.
Yeah, well, you're protected, yeah. Your spirit guide. There might be other guides that accompany you on your trip. Can you go to the astral plane without your spirit guide? Yeah. If necessary, you can take a trip without your spirit guide going with you. But for the most part, your spirit guide travels with you. The spirit guide is a whole different attitude, a whole different discussion in terms of what role your spirit guide plays with you while you're actually physically on the planet. Your spirit guide plays a larger part between lifetimes. Just like if you're boxing, I would say, you know, your referee, your trainer doesn't go into the boxing ring with you. It's between the boxing is where your trainer is most there. So in terms of your spirit guide, the intensity of your connection to your spirit guide is most intense between lifetimes. But when you're out traveling into the astral realm and you're trying to work out certain situations in your life and you're pulled up there, I've got a lot of clients who go into what I call the classrooms, where they're in rooms with a lot of different other people that they don't quite know. There's maybe an instructor. They're talking with different people. Those are different astral classrooms that we go into. The astral plane can be at times considered much like a high school or a college, where you go out into the astral realm and you go into these specific classrooms, so to speak, and work out certain energies, relationship, career, family stuff. That all happens on the astral plane, but you're dealing with basically the soul, the spirit, the soul, the astral body. Your physical body is in bed connected by a silver cord, so you're sure to come back. You can't get lost out there. You will come back. You're not dead. But your soul has to go out into that wilderness, so to speak, to learn a few things, to evaluate, to do some processing in terms of what's going on, in terms of what you're doing on the earthly realm.
Right. And I actually recently had an experience, an astral experience, where in my dream, it was an astral journey. So it wasn't a dream necessarily, but it was an astral journey that I actually woke up after immediately in the middle of the night, where I was being worked on, my spine was being worked on, and there was a liquid being applied to my spine. And it was an extremely intense experience. I mean, it was like being on a drug almost, the feeling that I had the dream. Of course, I woke up and actually told you immediately because I was jolted out of my sleep. So not only are there classrooms where you can learn, but your energy fields are actually worked on.
That was
like a Kundalini energy.
Kundalini, the spinal, well, the spinal fluid to the spine itself is equivalent to sort of the Kundalini, the chakra system that's in alignment with the spirit. So you can actually be, it feels like you're being worked on because you're kind of going in for spiritual maintenance. And
right, I mean, there was an actual, I'm sure they weren't using a liquid per se, but that's how it came through the journey.
Because your brain, because in your sleep, your brain's trying to connect to something that's similar so it can feel that there's some logic, because when you're in the purely astral realm, you're not really in the body. So the body won't be able to make much sense of what's going on. So the body, the brain incorporates similes or metaphors and starts to get a feel for like what is happening up there, and then how to translate that into an earthly term so that we can at least have some form of comprehension what's going on in the astral realm. And the similarities are basically, my tongue here, not as much
that
as...
That just spit my coffee all over my computer.
not as, hopefully better than my speech, but they still have a certain logic to them, so you're not using pure abstraction in order to connect to what's really going on out there. But anyways, within that realm, like I said, we can actually encounter spirits and guides, ghosts, demons. We can get them all. That's why you want to kind of go up with it. You're surrounded by a sense. Well, people, the popularity is you're surrounded by white light. Well, the astral body itself is a form of light and energy. So you're not really surrounded by white light. I guess the premise is that you're going to have a protection. So I guess the analogy would be don't go out into the cold unless you are prepared to be dressed warm. And so when you're going out into the astral realm, your astral body doesn't necessarily need to be protected because it's already basically protected. But there are elements out there to where it's almost like an astronaut. You almost have to be shielded by a kind of essence of energy because you're still connected karmically to the planet. And as long as you're connected karmically to the planet, you're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that sense of thought process that needs to go on. But believe me, most of us who do astral project don't leave our bodies considering that we're dealing with white light. We're in a sleeping state and we just go. So the idea of having white light, I think, is a continuous process in our life where we have to consciously surround ourselves in white light, high thinking, protection, knowledge of guides and spirits, things like that, that we do on a regular basis. So it's just not something, it's just like Sunday school where you go, oh, it's Sunday school, we've got to go to school. Oh, I'm astral projecting, I've got to surround myself in white light. This is something we should always do, always be considerate of. So it's a spiritual maintenance program that lasts every day of the week. But when we're out there, we're going to get to our guests real quick. We're wrapping up. When we're out there, like I said, I wish we had more time because there's a way to breathe.
We do on Friday. We'll have more time.
I want to get into the breathing process as to how we can consciously lift off into the astral plane.
And this is a nasal breath rather than a mouth breath. And we'll get in more into those.
Nasal goes to the astral realm. Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday.
Okay.
Is that okay, Neil?
That's fine.
All right. We have a lot of callers here. So the readings are going to be short. We're going to try to get to everyone that's in the queue. 951-360 and our private caller have not pressed one on their phone. So if you could do so we can allow for the time for each caller, that will help me to project how much time each person needs. If all of you, in fact, do want a reading. If not, then do not press one. Okay. 908 is our first. I believe this is Eva.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi. Who's this? This is not Eva.
My name is Tina.
You have a similar phone number to somebody else so that hasn't called in a while. So I'm sorry I misidentified you. Tina, what's your birth date?
11/27/73. And I want to ask about my friend. His birthday is on January 8th, 67.
Okay, what's your question? Interesting.
Just wanted to ask, what do you get from like our friendship relationship? What is our purpose in each other's lives?
What was
say that again? Slower.
I wanted to know what was the purpose of our friendship relationship. Why are we in each other's lives?
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, because you're. It's very obvious to me. You have a you have your number, you're Tina, you're a 4 by master number. Your friend is a 5 by master number. So that becomes a 9, which is equatable to the 27 in her day, in your day, and the 1-8 if you put together her month and day. So there's a 9 in there that's equatable to your master number.
Is this
4
a he or a she, Tina, that you're inquiring about? It's a he.
Yeah.
It's a he.
Now, when we line up your years, the years actually lined up are 6 and 7. That's the year he was born. And then 7 and 3, I'm lining up both of your years. That's the year you're born. So you have a past life connection with this person that includes not only past life karma that you're getting through with this person, but guess what? It also includes the fact that the two of you can be possibly transcendent, meaning that there's some element within the relationship you have with this person that could go beyond karma and even graduate to a higher plane. There's not a promise for that. It's just built in for that possibility. I'm getting a lot of flight around this person, so I don't know. I mean, he's born 67, you're born 73. But just by chance, Tina, do you know anyone that is that has a pilot's license or does a lot of flying in their life?
You know what's ironic? He is afraid to fly. He travels a lot, but his greatest fear is flying.
Okay, so the attitude is, you see, his greatest fear is flying. This is interesting, Tina, because in a past life he was a pilot, and in the past life he died. He died during flight. And so he's got this psychological memory bank that it's going to happen again. It won't happen again. I mean, in this case, his fear of flying is only based on a past life impression. It's not a premonition. So he actually would be okay flying. But the intensity of his past life is still very fresh in his brain, so he's got this fear thing going on. I get an idea that he, you know, as far as between the two of you, these are short readings. I can't go into detail. I wish I could. But I'm getting a sense of love he has towards you. So this attitude of love may be blocked by other possible barriers, but the essence of the heartbeat he has with you is love, first of all. So there's a series of love going on, where not for some of the barriers, it probably would be more firmly expressed. Because of the barriers, there's going to be confusion in that love aspect. It's going to seem confusing, not consistent. So because of that confusion and inconsistency, you're going to have your own doubts and wonders about the relationship at hand. But it's based on a theory of love that needs to be further explored, but I can't do that right now. But it is a karmic relationship. There's a reason for you to be working things out. It does, once that is done, it can transform into something higher, but that's for another discussion.
Oh, that's awesome. And how much are your readings?
If you have questions about readings, call 562-596-7818, Tina, and you can discuss the details in that way, okay?
I'm sorry, that number, you said it too fast.
It's 562-596-7818. It's also on our Blog Talk Radio page.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 863, good morning. Hello, 863, are you there? Okay. 425. Hello.
Hi. Hi, guys. It's Courtney.
I thought so. Hi, Courtney. Courtney, you are 826 or 825.75. Is that you?
That's me.
Yeah.
So okay, I called in mostly. I wanted to validate Neil on a reading that you guys gave us over the summer. I've been meaning to get to you guys to let your callers know how accurate it was. And just show my gratitude for that. We did find a home. The woman did not check our credit. It is a two-story. And down to a T, Neil, you had everything spot on. So we are settled and very comfortable and doing really, really well. My question, though, is You know, Denny is back to work and earning a good income. Everything is afloat and doing super, super well. What should I be focusing on during this time period of kind of where we're at now? We know this is something that needs to be consistent longevity for, you know, well, not maybe not longevity, but for a while to sustain us until we can get our business up and running. And so my question is, where do you see me in this time period? What is my role in this time period?
Well, you have two. Do you have, are there at least two children?
There's like five.
Five, but there's at least two.
Yeah, we have two adults. Two adults, and yeah. So we have three that, you know, we financially support. Yes.
Three that you financially support. Is one of those adult children? Is anybody in any kind of trouble or going through any issues more than normal?
You know, I mean, McKenna, who you've read before, we have, we found a home that, I'm sorry?
I'm just letting him know that it was on the radio,
oh.
A radio reading. Go ahead.
Yes. And that we did, the home that we found does have an apartment in the basement. Her and her fiance, he is out of the Marines now, and they're living down there. And I know, you know, they're going through their finally living together kind of stuff, you know, dealing with their karma, dealing with how they're going to live together, all this kind of stuff. It doesn't, it's not too bad, but I do know that there is, that we, Denny and I are definitely helping them, support them through that. And then my son does have a little bit of troubles going on, but as far as I know, things are pretty consistent with him right now and doing really well.
Okay, I just wanted to run through that because, you know, first of all, Courtney, I mean, your motherly role, if you will, that extends deeper into your clients, but more directly to your children, is something that was first hitting me because there seems to be something in that higher maternal energy zone, which I said encompasses a lot of the aspect of your clients at large. People you work with, that seems to be something that is being cultivated right now to a higher sense of perfection. So there's something in that higher, I guess it's wisdom, feminine wisdom, that mm-hmm. approaches a sort of maternal energy. So there's something in there that I feel that on a compelling astral basis, you're going to be conversing with higher spirits, into, I guess in terms of maternal wisdom, to put it in blunt terms, there's something about that I'm connecting to. So in this regard, there's a lot of strong feminine energy that you're supposed to experience beyond what you've got now that's going to be actually motivating you to go to a higher plane in terms of the way you converse with your with people that, you know, connect to you. So that's where I think it's going. There might be about 2 months of time where there's going to be an intense training session, so to speak, that could be where you could be pulled out into the astral realm, dreams that you might want to write down and
that's
symbol,
all been
and,
happening
and,
right now. Yeah. That's
okay,
what I'm going through right now. Dreams, high anxiety. Yeah, that's definitely what I'm going through. Divine feminine is playing a huge role in all of this. My mothering, just my feminine energy when it comes to Denny and I, twin flames. That's really been, it's been a little rocky, rough, but I am finding solutions.
Yeah, that's what's going on now. So the lessons may be tough, they may be hard, but in surpassing them, taking them in, internalizing them, surpassing them, adding them to your consciousness is going to make for a better presentation that you have with other people. So that's what I think is the intensity of the moment is for you.
Okay, Courtney.
Makes great sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bringing on our next, the numbers are all jumbled today. So I believe Nathaniel is our next caller. Nathaniel, hi. 5157, you. 2811. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Hi.
What, Hi. What's going on, Nathaniel?
Hey, well, they settled my settlement. They made me an offer, and I took it. I don't know if I really should have, but I took it, and I really kind of want to know what you think.
Well, what settlement? I don't know if we knew. Were you aware of the settlement? I don't think.
Yeah, I was on a work comp there for 8 months, and then they made me an offer, and they said, well, maybe you take, the lawyer said maybe you should take it, and I took it, and
Well, Nathaniel, this settlement, you settled for something that is not what your expectations were or your hope, but what you got was still a figure that will probably support you for a while. I'm just curious, the figure that you got, would it at least sustain you for 4 months of your life, at least?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then with that in mind, how long would it sustain you if you utilize it wisely? How long could you live on your settlement?
Well, they gave me $1,300 a month I was getting, but I'm not getting that anymore. So they've given me like $10,000 in temporary benefits over 8 months or so, 35 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And then so
is that separate?
And then,
separate from the disability?
Yeah, that was the temporary disability, and then the settlement was $12,000, minus the fees, so that would be $10,200.
$10,000 over 8 months of time. You have to spread that out. Is that what it is? They give it to you in installments?
Yeah, okay. There was temporary disability things, and then there was the settlement. So I got $10,000 in temporary disability benefits and then $10,000 to settle. It was really $12,000 minus the realtor. The attorney fees.
So how long do you think that would last you if you spread it out and lived on
I really need to buy a car and a computer, so I really got to get a car probably pretty soon, don't you think?
Okay. Well, okay, so I'm seeing two things. One, probably if you didn't have to get a car or a computer, how long would that money have lasted you if you didn't have to get those things?
I'm thinking $1,300 a month.
Okay.
So that would be eight months.
About 8 months. And I was at least four.
Yeah, but that would be buying nothing like computers or anything that I really need.
So I think we're basically we're pretty close to being an accurate number if we consider a computer, a car, and then what's left over sustaining you for at least 4 months after you spent your amount on the car and the computer. So what this is it's a push. Nathaniel, it's a push from the universe, given that you had to go on disability, you had to have a settlement. So you got a little push there for yourself as a bonus from the universe, in spite of the fact that there was karma involved in it. And that push is supposed to now give you the ability from there, the car, the computer, to get your brain together to activate a program for your life. So you're given a little bit of a benefit. You're given a little bit. It's like getting out of jail and they give you $200. You're giving a little bit of benefit there and to move forward and to make now a new creative beginning for yourself. So what you want to do with that car is we'll put blessing behind it. You get a good car for the money, a long-lasting car. We'll put blessing behind that you get a good computer that serves you well. And then from there, you're going to have to utilize creativity. And that creativity will be part of who Nathaniel is and what you're able to create in this lifetime, given the fact that you have a little bit of platform to work on. Don't forget, you're a 28-10-1. You have a 5-7 in your year, which is a nice number. That's expression and spirituality. So you have the means to do this. You have a certain sense of wisdom in your brain, Nathaniel, to where people could put your brain to good use. you have certain ideas and thoughts that on a creative level that could work. You know, we've talked about some of your artistic possibilities. So what you got to do is really think hard now about your the way you channel your career now that you've gotten this little cushion here, and utilize every moment with sheer responsibility and start to formulate your path for your future. That's where I think we should be going, given the fact that this has all come in.
All right. Well, thanks, Steele.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, Nathaniel. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Who is next? 571, I believe, is our next caller. Hi there.
Hello. Hi, Christine. Hi, Neil. This is Dee. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hi, Dee. What's your birthday? Can you remind me, please?
Sure. It's 11/26/64.
Okay. What's going on today?
My question is, I had one question in mind, and then I kind of geared towards something else in regard to relationship. What exactly do you see in that arena?
Well,
if we talk,
I believe we've talked to Dee before. We've talked to you before, right, Dee?
Yeah, I think it was last November or so, around there.
Around your birthday.
Yeah. It was before my birthday. But
you're born in November, so around your birthday.
Right.
And interesting, because she's got what theme of relationship in her birthday.
Yeah.
Or 2 on the 11/2 on the transcendent sign, or 11 in the month, so.
Yeah, and she's got, she's got 17 cycles of her master number that she's gone through, being that she's 51. So right now she is on a multiple of her master number, being 21 years beyond the age of 30, which is important because the 21 is neatly tucked in between her numbers going backwards, or
mm-hmm.
2 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes important. So that means a relationship before November. Are you single right now?
Yes, I am.
So I think a relationship before November is logical. It's possible. I don't know. Do you live near any kind of body of water? Is
yes,
there any
I do.
Water? Okay.
Yes.
Well, so I'm getting a geographic feel for validating that the relationship is probably more than likely on its way before November or by November, sometime within that time frame. And so you don't need to move or anything, but there's a relation. You asked about relationship.
She asked about relationship.
So there's that element going on. There seems to have been, either in this lifetime or the past lifetime, a relationship with an individual who had a lot of, they had a lung problem, or they smoked, or they were kind of sickly in their chest area. Have you ever experienced that with any relationship in this lifetime?
I think you're talking about my dad. but as far as dating, I've only dated one person that actually smoked. So,
yeah.
Well,
the
I'm
person
thinking,
that actually,
my dad.
Yeah. Is your dad alive, or is he crossed?
He crossed over.
So I might be getting a signal from him as we speak that your dad's coming in. And did he die of lung cancer or anything with
yes,
the smoking?
Yes. Lung cancer.
So, lung cancer. So I'm getting a dialogue from him. Something from him is coming in. Probably he's aware you're doing a radio thing, and he can sneak in and say hello, validate, support, and love. But he says to me, well, okay, so the way I translate his language, your ship is coming in. So So that means that somehow from his perspective, he sees a relationship coming for you. And where he has the ability to lend this information to you is probably he has some permission from something to let you know this. But he's there. He sends his love, all that kind of stuff. And he just says it's good. It's really good. And whoever had a mustache around you? Whoever had a little mustache?
My dad had a mustache.
Who?
Your dad, did you say? Mm-hmm. Who you cut out?
My dad and the last person that I had a long-term relationship with had a mustache, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a signal specifically from your dad. And then the other relationship with a mustache is your dad's way of saying, it's me, I'm on the topic of relationship, and another person's coming in soon.
Okay. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. And again, Happy New Year. Thanks.
Happy New Year. You're welcome. Okay. We have a caller from 360 that has not pressed 1. If you would like a reading, please raise your hand because you're next. No. Okay. So we have two callers, 863 and 804. 804 is our first, then we'll get to 863. 804, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, this is Liz. Can you hear me?
Hi, Liz. Yeah,
hey.
I can hear you.
Okay. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I've been okay. I am 3880.
Yeah, she's a 2911 too.
Uh-huh,
go ahead.
I have gone through a pretty severe depression for a couple of weeks, and it has gotten a lot better in like the last 2 weeks. But yeah, thank goodness. I mean, I really had to push through it and ask for a lot of help. So I'm just, I don't know, I feel like there's going to be a change soon for me, and I was wondering if you could see anything about that in regards to just my life in general, my work.
Was this depression either directly brought on or indirectly brought on by the loss of a relationship?
No. I mean, I think that it had something to do with. There were elements of it that had to do with a relationship.
Okay.
But there wasn't a loss of relationship.
Well, the loss has to do with the idea that in a relationship there was some problematic stuff. You still in a relationship with the person that you're alluding to?
Yeah.
And in that relationship, Liz, was there any other parts of it that were confusing, controversial, insecure, anything that got in the way of your depression that got into the relationship that caused some of these other problems?
Yes.
Okay. So having gone there, you're coming out of a kind of an intense, acute depression time. Your numbers, you have a 3-8 in your day and month and day, which is an 11. Your master number is 29 equals 11 equals 2, which can bring into a soul elements of depression, darkness, that kind of thing. It's karmically energized. Your fire number is 8, though. And hold on. And your year is 8. and your year is 8. So the 8s are good. Those are your lucky number systems because they have a high intensity in them that amount to power. So you're resilient. You have a power energy that's strong. So you got to keep working yourself through this depression until you're clearly out of it. I would say you're still somewhat vulnerable. So it's like you're just getting over a cold. You don't want to go jump in the cold water. So you want to maintain a high energy. You want to right now, Liz, you want to be around a lot of heat elements. Keep yourself warm, warm energy, warm food, warm. That's the element. Warm water, warm thoughts, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Because I think that when you do that, you're going to be getting a job. Now, the job might be the first job will be temporary, but it will be a job that will get you on your feet, and then it will promote you to a higher level, meaning another job. There's going to be some communication in this job that you will have with the public. So it's a public relations type of job. Have you ever done public relations work on any level?
No. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't consider that I have. I work for myself right now, and I clean people's houses. So, and usually they're not at home. So, I'm usually by myself.
Yeah, I get it. That has nothing to do with public relations. You're right, but for some reason, let's keep that word, that active word, in mind. Public relations. I don't want you to think of it then as a job. I want you to think of it as an activity.
But she had mentioned expanding her career. Am I remembering that correctly? Isn't that what you mentioned at the beginning of the show?
Changing. Changing it. I mean, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life or even for the next 5 years.
So what is the career change that you want to make quickly? Because we've got other callers, but what's the career change?
Just anything that is creative. Artistic and creative.
Okay, so that may involve other people, performance.
What kind of creative? Real quick, what kind of creativity? What art, music? What do you want to do?
I mean, I dabble in all of them. I guess my favorite, the one that has had the most staying power for me has been hands-on art. Painting and designing things, jewelry.
So what you want to do, real quickly, and then we're moving on, increase your artistic abilities and start to go to art fairs, craft fairs, get yourself involved with people, let them see your work, start to promote that, and get on the ball with that. That's what I would say for you to do in this reading.
And that's probably the link that you're making to public relations, because when you're selling your own work, you're obviously
it's
doing
a performance, so to speak.
Exactly.
So you're actually performing while you're creating art. So you go there, Liz.
Okay, Liz.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. We have 3 more callers suddenly, and 13 minutes. So these are going to be brief readings. 863 is next, then 360, and then we have a call from 630, who needs to press 1 if they'd like to speak with us, please. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, who's this?
Hi, Angela.
Birthday?
Angela?
Right, we got your name, now your birthday, please.
Oh, birthday, I'm sorry. October 13th, 1983.
Okay, your question?
I'm in a relationship with someone, and we were thinking about moving together into a home of our own, and I was wondering if you've seen anything on that.
All right.
Well, let's see. I'm just working out right now your age, which is 32.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you make a move at the age of 26? Did you go through any change then?
Yes, I had a baby, my first child.
Yeah. Okay. So the good news is I don't have the birth date of the other person, but that's going to take time. But I can tell you, shy of that, is that you're going to be moving into a home, I think. I think you're getting ready to move. and the connection having a baby at the age of 26. So that father of that child is no longer in the picture?
Correct.
Yeah. So what you're doing now is at 32, which is a multiple of your master number, 8 times 4, is you're getting ready to go into the next phase of your life. So right now the runway looks clear to get a home with this person. I mean, there may be some, you know, adjustments or complications here and there that luckily they won't balloon into anything, but the pathway is meant for the home and a new life and, you know, good stuff going on. So I've got good news for you there. But I can't, you know, I don't have time to get his birth date and work out other elaborate details in terms of maybe what some of these complications are, but that's the basic good news, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Angela, thanks for your call. And you can always call back. We're just trying to fit everyone in before the show ends. So you're welcome to call on Friday if there's further questions. Okay. 360 has, let me see if they want a reading. Hi, 360.
Is that me?
That's you. That you me? Raised your hand and then your hand went down. So I'm not sure if you want to speak with us or not. That's you.
Oh, okay. My name is Cindy. My birth date is 3/24/57. I live with a brain injury. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I actually happen to know what a brain injury is. I do.
I live with a brain injury. I have 3 areas of my brain damaged, but I'm getting some help. And I'm able to function, but I'm not able to work. And I've had for 20 years, and all of a sudden it's gotten way out of control, and I had to have 4 surgeries in 8 months. Then I had to have another one with kidney stones. So I'm sick of being ill. I want this to get rid of why I have all these stones, and it's making me really sick. And I also want to know, am I going to live with this brain injury the rest of my life? Am I going to get better? Am I going to be able to function, work, or whatever?
Cindy?
Oh,
Cindy, what happened?
Oh,
briefly,
in 1996.
What? I'm sorry? I said briefly because we've got another caller.
Okay, in 1996, I fainted at the wheel at 60 miles an hour, and I went into a brick wall from low blood sugar.
Oh, wow. So that's where it came from. And were you in a coma?
Yeah. No. No. I just had frontal lobe damage, and now I've been told I have cerebellum and basal ganglia damage on top of all that. But I'm a smart woman, so. But I'm tired of being sick, and I'm tired of living with the brain injury. And I'm depressed, and I've been really sick with this kidney stone thing, driving me crazy.
Well, so, Abby, that's really unfortunate, Cindy, that you had to go through that. That karma on the road is basically, to me, a past life war karma situation. Sometimes when we don't enter a war in this lifetime and we have past life,
we don't enter
karma
what?
Going, when we don't enter into a war like battle, military in this lifetime, but when we have a karma of a past life war zone karma, it sometimes manifests on the road in traffic. And the fact you fell asleep at the wheel and hit a brick wall.
No, I passed out. I passed out. From low blood sugar.
Same, lost consciousness.
Right. Low blood sugar. This, to me, I go back to a past life where you were in a war and so the karma came back and hit you. Is there any military background in your family, with your family?
Not at all.
Not at all. So this connects to a soul journey. Are you now single? Are you living alone?
Yes, I live alone.
Uh-huh. So what this is doing is you survived the casualty of a past life energy which manifested in this lifetime on the road in battle. So don't worry about that. There's been no military background in your family. The fact of the matter is that you've been born into a family that doesn't necessarily have a lot of connection to that specific past life. So what's going to happen is you're 58. When you are 60 years old, things really start to change. And I know as you get older, you're supposed to be like, well, things get less. But no, when you're 60, there's going to be a change. So you don't have to, you know, you're almost 59. So we're looking at just about a year, just over a year, where there's going to be a change, Cindy. And in that change, from 60 until the end of your life, the years are better. They just sort of start to improve. And I don't know.
I've had a very hard life. I've had a very hard life.
Well, that's
I'm not saying for me, but I've had a hard life.
Yeah. 30. You're a 4 by master number, by 31. Your past life, you were 30 equals 3, and that's in your month, 3. You see, what's happened is that you've come back to regain balance. So when you look at your life and you've got all this past life journey you're going through, you had a split up 7 because you have a 3 and a 4 in your month and day. Mm-hmm. That 7 reappears in your year. It's active.
Oh.
3 and 2 is a 5. That 5 reappears in your year. It's active. So what's going to happen is the worst part of your existence is over. You're actually, from the age of 60 on, even though you're getting on in years, from the age of 60 on, you're going to be, figure your 3-2 is going to become a 5, and your 3-4 is going to become a 7. 5 and 7 is the expression of spirituality. So that means that you're going to be spiritually blessed in your remaining years on the planet. That starts at the age of 60.
What does spiritually blessed mean?
Well, that means that you're going to be probably have a rich relationship with somebody, and you're going to be sharing a spiritual life with that person, so you're not going to be alone.
Oh, okay. And what about my kidney stone problem? What about being so sick for about a year and a half?
I know, but this is all getting cleared up in the karma, and it should resolve if you follow certain healthy plans. You can
resolve.
Well, I'm
looking at diets now.
Yeah.
And
so
Cindy,
go there.
Cindy, we have to move on to another caller because we're running out of time on the show. So
hopefully
that helps. You're always welcome to call again, okay?
On Friday?
If you want to call back on Friday, we're on the air.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay, 630.
Hi.
Hello. Good.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
Good.
Who's this?
This is Jenna. How are you, Neil? How are you?
Well, I'm sorry. Who?
Jonah?
Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi,
how are you?
Like yesterday or the day before. Jenna, you spoke
with
privately.
Kidding.
Yeah,
yesterday.
No, I actually did. I think it was yesterday I thought of you. So
oh.
Nice to hear from you. And I forgot her master number. What's your birthday again, Jenna? Oh, 10/26/84, right?
Wow. You have a great memory.
Well, no, I do have a good memory, but I actually had it written down, so I'm not going to lie.
She does have a great memory, though, I'll tell you. She has a very good memory.
But she's a 31-4. I have a good memory, but it was not I was not demonstrating it right
top
there.
Top of mind.
I cannot tell
a
lie, just like George Washington.
She stole my memory. I'm now, what do you call it? I don't even know. I can't remember the word.
Senile.
And she's acute. She has an acute memory. So that's what happened between us. Okay.
Jenna, what's your
question? A great balance. I was just looking in the area of I guess relationships.
Relationships.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you're looking in the area of relationship. And right now you're 31 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Yeah, 31. Oh, well.
She's going through a change.
Yeah, this is it. This is the year that you get. This is the year, within this year, by October, if we're lucky, you have a beautiful relationship.
Oh.
I do see, I see some really weird things. Now, this is going to sound funny. I see a lot of flowers, like a bouquet of flowers. And then
mm-hmm.
I see this funny picture of a mule or a donkey.
You know,
like putting his head through that. You know, when you're in the barn and you open up the top door and the animals can stick their head out. I see a donkey or a mule laughing.
Oh,
but it reminds me of a...
You say donkey. It's donkey.
Donkey. But it reminds me of Shrek. Remember the mule in Shrek? The donkey
yes.
in Shrek?
No.
It reminds me of that donkey. That was Eddie Murphy, was it, or somebody?
Yeah, that was
know.
Eddie Murphy.
It, Did you see that show?
I have seen the movie Shrek.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. You're not going to fall in love with Shrek, but I think that there's going to be a relationship. There's going to be a relationship coming, Jenny, as crazy as it sounds, but it's going to be very full of fantasy, full of nice things. And the person's going to be a kid at heart. The person would be like, he probably loves Disney films.
Okay, that's good to know.
It's kind of weird, but that's what I'm getting, and that's what I'm putting together as we speak, okay?
Okay. I'll take that into consideration.
Okay, Jenna, and we're
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you're always welcome to call back.
Awesome.
We're running out of time today, so.
If I'm wrong, you can call. You have my permission to call me a donkey's ass.
Oh, and you.
I'll remember that.
Well,
thank you, guys.
You're making one person laugh, Neil.
You guys take
care. We appreciate Jenna's gratuitous laughter. That's nice. Okay, we're back on the air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hopefully, I'll be speaking a little bit more fluidly that day. Neil?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully so. Okay, thanks to everybody for joining us. Bye-bye.